The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kisser365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Mendy Stern.
Simin Test Zion, and Dine Havsaka is Ubechus Kriyashma. The laws of interruptions during the blessings of Kriya Shema will be Kriya Shema and during the recitation of Kriya Shema itself. Sif Aleph. Kriya Shema v'sholish b'chayseha. Kriya Shema and the three blessings that surround it, Shehen Yotzer, or the blessing of Kuhi who creates light, Ava Rabba, the great love, Emes V'yatsiv, and the blessing of Emes V'yatsiv, which talks about the redemption from Mitzrayim, Exodus from Egypt, v'chein b'mariv, and so too at night, in the tefillah of Mariv, Kriya Shema b'chayseha, Kriya Shema and its brachos, the day there are four of them. The first two are Mariv, Aravim, and Ahavas Olam, and then after Shema, there are Emes v'amunah and Ashkivenu. So those brachos, together with Shema, hin chamurim yoyser p'sukah d'zimra. They're more strict than p'sukah d'zimra. And while we said that during p'sukah d'zimra, one may interrupt for any amen and to answer a number of things in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, but Kriya Shema and its brachas are different. And they, the brachas of Kriya Shema as well as Kriya Shema, are divided into chapters or segments. And the following are the chapters, the segments. And between the end of the bracha, the end of the blessing of Yetzer HaMa'iros and the beginning of the next blessing of Ava Rabba, Be'habaycher B'Ama Yisrael Be'Ava L'Shema, between the second blessing of Habaycher B'Ama Yisrael Be'Ava and L'Shema Yisrael and the Pasuk, the verse of Shema Yisrael and the beginning of Shema, Be'Novisha Rechol V'Hayo Shema, between the first segment of Shema, which ends with the word of Visha Rechol, and the second segment, which starts V'Hayo Shema, Bin Al-Har, and between the second segment of Shema, the second paragraph of Shema, which ends with the word Al-Har, and the paragraph of Vayomer. However, even though after the chapter of Vayomer would also seem to be a divide between the two segments, the chapter of Vayomer is one, would seem to be one chapter, one thing, and then the next bracha, the next blessing, the Emes V'yatsiv, is another thing. However, as we will see, that there is forbidden to interrupt between the word Hashem Eloi Kechem and the word Emes. One is not allowed to interrupt between the end of the Parsha of Vayomer and the beginning of the Bracha of Emes V'yatsiv, and therefore it ends up that we don't treat it as Bein HaProkim, we don't treat it as between paragraphs, because one is not allowed, there's a separate problem, one is not allowed to interrupt at that spot. Another point that should be mentioned is that the Paiskim tell us that once the Chazan has said Baruch Hu and the congregation has responded Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem and Baruch Olam Va'ed, one is considered as if he already started. So for his Kriya Shema, he has the laws, whatever the laws are going to be, as we'll discuss, of the Emtza Perek, of being in the middle of a chapter, he is already considered to be in the middle of the chapter, in the middle of the segment, even though he has not technically started the blessing of Yetzer HaMa'iros. He didn't even start the word Baruch Atah Hashem. Still, once he has said Baruch Hu, he has already started. And therefore, he cannot interrupt, except for those interruptions which are permitted, the Emtza Perek, in the middle of the chapter. However, an exception to this rule is that if a person is not yet up to the congregation, let's say you're in the middle of Pesukah D'Zimra still, and while you're in the middle of Pesukah D'Zimra, the Chazan gets up to Baruch Hu, and you respond Baruch Hashem and Baruch Olam Vaed, like we learned earlier, you're supposed to respond in the middle of Pesukah D'Zimra. So then we don't say it's like you started Birchas Kriya Shema because you're not up to Birchas Kriya Shema. Then you're finished Pesukah D'Zimra normally, and you are allowed to interrupt the same way you would interrupt in the middle of Pesukah D'Zimra. And then, only after you start the blessing of Baruch Atah Hashem, etc., only then will you have been considered to start the blessing of Yetzei Ma'ariv, and you will be considered to be in the middle of the chapter and be thereby restricted in what you're allowed to answer. Sif Beis. Beina Prakash. Now we have to get the rules. So we just defined the chapters, and there's in-between chapters. Now we have to define what are the rules, the differences between the interruptions that are permitted in between the chapters, Bein HaPrakim, and the interruptions permitted, the Emtzah Perek, which is while one is in the middle of any of these chapters, in the middle of any of these segments. So the Kitzur tells us that Bein HaPrakim, in between the chapters, in between the segments, Mutar Loimer Amein Al Kol Bracha, Shushemea. You're allowed to answer Amein on any blessing that you hear. Even if one hears a blessing of a Bari Pri Ha'etz or something, nothing to do with davening, nothing to do with the prayers. You hear a blessing, one is allowed to answer Amen on that blessing. And certainly, the Mutter Lanais Lekedusha Lekadosh Lebaruch is allowed to respond to what we call Davish Lekedusha, to Kedusha, which is Kadosh, 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 etc., and Baruch Kavod. He's allowed to respond to Kadosh, Amen Yishmi Rabbah, and to Baruch Hu. Abu Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, but the response of Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, blessed is he and blessed is his name, that one recites upon hearing Hashem's name in a blessing. Someone says Baruch Atah Hashem, that we respond Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, we give praise to the name of Hashem. Lo Yemei, you should not say, just like we learned by Pesukei de Zimra, that's only a minute, it's only a custom, it's not, there's no source for this in the Talmud, and therefore we are not allowed to interrupt. Even in the middle of Pesukei de Zimra, and certainly not in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, albeit in between, it's Bein HaPrakim, you're in between the chapters, still it's no better, it's not less strict than Pesukei de Zimra, and you're not allowed to respond. And again, so too, in Shemei Shehakol, I'm in Kriya Shema, if you hear that the congregation has started to say Kriya Shema, V'yoyim ma'im es ha'pasuk Shema Yisrael, you should not say together with the congregation the verse Shema Yisrael, even though normally if a person happens to be in the synagogue at the time when the congregation is saying Shema, the verse of Shema Yisrael, and they are at that moment proclaiming the oneness, the unity of the Creator, a person is obligated to stop what he's doing and to join with them in proclaiming the unity of Hashem and to say the verse of Shema Yisrael. However, in this case, since he is not allowed to interrupt, he's in the middle of Brachos Kriya Shema, so that's not enough of an excuse to say the verse Shema Yisrael, even in between Prakim, even in between the chapters. And therefore, what he should do is El Yema Mashu Eme Bekolam. He should say whatever he's in the middle of saying. He should start the next parak, start the next blessing, start the next chapter, and say the words that he is saying in a loud voice. Kedesh Shema Makol Shema Yisrael in the same way, meaning the same type of tune or chant that everybody else, that the congregation is saying the words Shema Yisrael, Shehei Nira Kekilu Karimayim, it should appear as if he's reading with them, because he's also raising his voice in the same tune or the same chant, and therefore it doesn't look like he's separating himself from the congregation, but you should not say the words Shema Yisrael. Now, and there is a halacha that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch does not mention over here, and that is there's a machlokes between the Mechaber, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo, and the Ramah, about the Amen after the blessing of Avrecher B'Amo Yisrael B'Ava. After one says the blessing of Avrecher B'Amo Yisrael B'Ava, before he starts Shema, the Mechaber says, Shulchan Aruch says, paskins, that one may not answer Amen. It means if you hear the Chazan finish off the bracha, the blessing of Avrecher B'Amo Yisrael B'Ava, you may not answer Amen. Rather, you have to say Shema without answering Amen. And the reason is because he treats the blessing of the Birchas Kriya Shema, the blessings of Kriya Shema, similar to other blessings of a mitzvah. Just like if you say a blessing on a mitzvah, you make a bracha, let's say, Al Netilas Luav. Upon taking the Luav, one is not allowed to interrupt at all between the end of the blessing and taking the Luav, because if he does, that would ruin his blessing. Because if blessing has to take effect immediately, you have to do what you said you're going to do. You made a blessing upon taking the Luv, you have to take it right away. So too, if you made a blessing, which is Birchas Kriya Shema, that's the blessing upon the recitation of Kriya Shema, so though it's not worded like that, still, it's improper to interrupt in between the end of the blessing and the mitzvah itself, and therefore one is not allowed to answer Amen after the anybody who says even the chazan should say Shema. The Rama, however, argues. The Rama says that the custom is that we do answer Amen, we Ashkenazim, we do answer Amen after the blessing, after the bracha of Berachei B'Amei Yisrael B'Avad. If we hear the chazan say, end off that verse, that blessing, we answer Amen, and then we start the verse, Shema Yisrael. That's what the Rama says. As an aside, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that many Achronim, many of the later Paiskim, they say that one should be strict and try to be machmir, try to be strict for the opinion of the Mechaber, of the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore, well, if one has already finished the blessing of Berachah B'Amei Yisrael B'Ava, and he hears the Chazan end off, he has to answer Amen, because we are Ashkenazim, and we follow the ruling of the Ramah. However, you should preferably try not to put himself in that situation, and you should end off the blessing together with the chazan. And when you end off the blessing together with the chazan, the rule is you do not answer Amen in such a case, as we learned earlier. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says it's preferable that you should end off the blessing of Berachah B'Amei Yisrael B'Ava together with the chazan, in order that you should not run into the question and the debate of whether you're allowed to answer Amen at that point or not. An aside, and you'll notice that some places have such a custom. The entire congregation says together with the chazan the ending, the last words in the blessing, and they don't answer Amen, whereas other places follow the custom that the Rama tells us, which is that they do answer Amen after the bracha. But either way, getting back to our discussion, the Mishnah Berurah also brings that even according to the Rama, even according to the opinion of the Rama, that one can answer Amen to the bracha of HaBarachei B'Amei Yisrael B'Ava, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's only that specific Amen, since you're responding to the bracha that you just finished. That's not considered an interruption. You finished the blessing of HaBarachei B'Amei Yisrael B'Ava, saying the word Amen is sort of saying the blessing over again. Okay, so it's not an interruption between the blessing and the performance of the mitzvah, because it's like you repeated the bracha. Saying Amen is an affirmation of the blessing that was recited, so it's as if you, let's say, recited the blessing twice, and that's not considered interruption, it's okay. But to answer Amen to a different bracha, to answer Amen to somebody's bracha of Yetzirah Ma'ariv, or somebody's bracha of Borei Pri Haetz, brings the Mishnah Berurah, that would be forbidden, even according to the opinion of the Rama. So it comes out that although the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch tells us, and really the Shulchan Aruch does the same thing, he tells us that between the blessing of Berachei B'Amei Yisrael B'Ava and the verse of Shema Yisrael, that's Bein HaPrakim, that doesn't apply to, it's not Bein HaPrakim to the full extent. It doesn't have all the same laws as a regular Bein HaPrakim, because while in a regular Bein HaPrakim, we're learning over here in Sif Beis, that you're allowed to respond Amen to any blessing, it's not so between the blessing of Berachei B'Amei Yisrael B'Ava and Shema. At least if you're now trying to mekayim the mitzvah, to fulfill the mitzvah of Shema, certainly in that case, it would seem one is not allowed to answer Amen to any other blessing, at least according to the Mishnah Berurah, because it's an interruption between the blessing on Kriya Shema, on Shema, and the mitzvah of Shema itself. However, for a Dovah Shabikdusha, even in the Shulchan Aruch would seem to agree that is important enough that one would be allowed to interrupt even between the end of the bracha, Berachei B'Amei Yisrael B'Ava and Shema, and therefore if one hears Kedusha or Kaddish or Baruch Hu, one should indeed respond and answer for those Dvar Shavikdusha, the Kedusha, Kaddish, and Baruch Hu, even at that juncture. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Sif Gimel. The Emtza HaPerek, in the middle of one of the chapters, in the middle of one of the segments, in the middle of the first bracha or the middle of the second bracha, any one of those chapters we mentioned before, if you're in the middle, you do not answer Amen to any blessing. With two exceptions. The Amen after the bracha of Akel HaKadosh, you hear in the chazan repetition of the Shemini Esrei, he ends off the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Akel HaKadosh. So then you should answer Amen. So too, after the blessing of Shemiyat Tefila, which is the last of the requests of the middle, the last of the middle section of Shemini Esrei, again, if you hear the chazan in his repetition, and after the blessing of Shemiyat Tefila, then you should respond Amen, even if you are in the middle of a paragraph. Ubekadesh and Kadesh, Yomer Amen, Yeheshmei Rabba Mevarach, Olam Olam Olamayu. You should respond Amen, Yeheshmei Rabba. His great name should be blessed forever and ever. When the chazan finishes off the end of what we call Chatzi Kaddish, he says the words "Dami Rambi Alma," that are said in the world. And we should, and you should say "Amen." Yomer Gamkin Amen. Then he, together with the rest of the congregation, he should join with the rest of the congregation and respond "Amen." Those things are considered what we call Davish Shabbatusha. Those are the main responses in Kaddish, those two amens, and together with the phrase Yeheshmei Rabba. And therefore, I said before, Kaddish is considered Davar Shebikdusha, and that's something more significant, and therefore one is allowed to interrupt, even in the middle of a chapter, even Emtzah Perek, in order to answer, respond to a Davar Shebikdusha, and therefore one can answer these two amens together with the phrase Yeheshmei Rabba. But for example, the amen after we say Iskada Shmei Rabba, after the word Shmei Rabba, so our custom is to answer Amen, but that's only a custom, that's not the main response in Kaddish, and therefore one is not allowed to answer that. And so too, after the rest of the phrases in Kaddish, Shara Amen and Shabbat Kaddish, continues the Kitzur, and the rest of the Amen, the responses of Amen in Kaddish, Liana, you should not answer. Sheinu mi'ikra Kaddish, you're not the main part, not from the main components of Kaddish. The original way Kaddish was set up, there's supposed to be one Amen before Yeshmei Rabba, another one after Dami Rambi, Almavi, and Ru Amen. That's the main Kaddish. And the other Amen we say in the beginning is, as I said, only a custom. And the phrases afterwards, either Tiskabel, Tzolaisain, or Yeshlam Rabba, or Yisrael, those also are not the main parts of Kaddish. And therefore, one is not allowed to answer Amen to them because they're not considered Davar Shebikdusha. They're like any other blessing that one is not allowed to answer Amen in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma or Kriyashma if he's in the middle of a chapter. Continue the Kitzur, but something else that you are permitted to respond to, which is another Davar Shebikdusha, is a Bikdusha. And when the Chazan is saying, the Chazan and the congregation are saying Kedusha, Yishtak V'Yishra Me'ashat, you should be quiet and hear all the words from the chazan. The Yomayim HaKol, we should say with the congregation, Kadesh, 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 Hashem Tzavakayis Melech HaLaretz Kevaydei. Holy, holy, holy is Hashem of hosts, the God of hosts. He fills the world with His glory. The world is filled with His honor, I mean. The Yishtayik, and they should be quiet and not say the next phrase, for example, L'masam Baruch Yemeiru. Then, V'yemayim HaKohol, you should say together with the congregation, Baruch Kivayit Hashem V'mekaymai, blessed is the honor of Hashem from its place. V'yosel Yemen, don't say anything else, even on Shabbos, where everyone says together the few sentences, a few lines in between these words, you should not say that, because She'enom Yikar Kedusha is not the main part of, it's not the main components of Kedusha. The main phrases in Kedusha are Kadesh Kadesh, Baruch Kivayit, the beginning of Nekadesh or Nekdishach, whatever your custom is. That is not part of the main Kedusha. The other phrases in the middle are not part of the main Kedusha. And even the phrase Yimlech Hashem Lo'elam Elokeich Tzion L'dor V'dor Hallelujah at the end of Kaddish, so that in the opinion of the majority of the Pesukim is also not part of the, not one of the main phrases in Kaddish, and therefore one is not allowed, in Kedusha I mean, and therefore one is not allowed to respond, to say that phrase in the middle of Kedusha. And there is a distinct, another opinion, the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Shulchan Aruch of the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, see, his opinion is that Yimlech Hashem Lo'elam is also one of the main components of the Kedusha, and one is allowed to respond, therefore, to Kaddish, 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 as Baruch Kivayit and to Yimlech, but the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, as well as the Mishnah Berurah, does not pass in like that. they say one should only answer Kaddish Kaddish and Baruch Kivayt. Continues the Ketzer. And if you hear the command to Baruch Hashem HaMavarach, telling the congregation to respond Baruch Hashem HaMavarach Lo Mavad, Beimin Hashatz, whether you hear it from the Chazin, let's say he's up to Baruch Hu between Yishtabach, after Yishtabach, Beimin HaOlam HaTorah, whether you hear it from somebody who goes up to read from the Torah, he got an Aliyah, and he says Baruch Hu before he starts the Brachos, Aina Baruch Hashem HaMavarach Lo Mavad, and you should respond together with the congregation, Baruch Hashem and Baruch Leilam Vayah. Again, that's a Davar Shebikdusha. Davar Shebikdusha, something which is considered a holy thing, is allowed to be, you're allowed to respond to it, even in the middle of the brachas of Kriya Shema and Shema itself. Vegam Amen Sha'acha Birchas Ha'ilam, so too the Amen after the brachas of the person who's getting Aliyah, that also you could respond. However, the Mishneh Berurah points out that that's not so simple. There is a machlokes about that. There's a disagreement about that. Mishneh Berurah himself does not come down strongly. Either way, clearly, Bein HaPrakim, between the chapters, if you can answer any Amen, you could certainly answer that Amen. But Amsa Perek, there is a disagreement. The Ketzer Shulchan Aruch tells us, in his opinion, that one may answer the Amen to the brachas made by the person who's getting an Aliyah. And if the congregation is saying Maidim, and when the Chazan is repetition of Shemini Esrei gets up to the Bracha of Maidim, the entire congregation says what we call Maidim Rabbanan, they say a separate little paragraph, starting with the word Maidim. So they're all bowing down and thanking Hashem by saying this paragraph of Maidim. So Yishchei Gamkin, so him too, I mean the person who's in the middle of Birchus Kriya Shema, should also bow down. The Yemer, you should say Maidim Anachnu Lach, say the three words, Maidim Anachnu Lach, we thank you, and that's it. V'loyosu, you should not say any more of the, and the rest of the paragraph, you should continue through it up to in Shema. V'im Shemea Kol Re'im, if you hear the sound of thunder, Yesh Oimim, the Motim Le'gamkin La'hafsik Olvarich, there are those who say that he is allowed to interrupt and say the blessing, because he will not be able to say the blessing afterwards, because if you hear the sound of thunder, you have to make the, say the blessing within a second or two, in order to, otherwise, if after that, if you delay more than a few seconds, you're not allowed to say the blessing anymore. And who knows, maybe you're not going to hear another sound of thunder after you're finished. The Yeshem and the Lai Yassik was that, but others say that one should not interrupt for that. One should not say the blessing in the middle of Shema. And the Mishneh Berurah seems to go with that opinion that one should not say the blessing. Should not say the blessing, but it does sound like if it's Bein HaPrakim, if it's between the chapters, then one could say the blessing. Continues the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Sif Dalet. In the Ha'af Seikai Shemainu, these interruptions that we mentioned, Shemotri Rahafsik Ben Saper, that you're allowed to interrupt even in the middle of a chapter, in Huba Brachais, if you're in the middle of the blessings, Yechavin, you should intend, you should work things out, Shehei Ha'afsik, that the interruption should be at a place where the topic is finished, meaning the thought is completed. You shouldn't say right in the middle of a phrase. You should finish a phrase, and then you should respond. And if you're in the middle of Kriya Shema, Yechavin, you should try to intend to work it out, to plan, that the interruption should be between psukim, between verses of Kriya Shema. In the action, this is impossible. You were caught unawares, for example, and you heard a bracha, you heard something, and you want to respond, and you're right in the middle of a verse, you're right in the middle of a phrase. You could interrupt even in the middle of a verse. The you should go back to the beginning of the verse and start over again. Presumably, you should also go back to the beginning of the phrase in the brachas and start over again. And continue from there. Sifhei. Masha Amainu, Shemotu Rahafsik, B'emsa HaPerek, with the volume Masha Amainu. This though we mentioned that you're allowed to interrupt in the middle of a chapter for the various things that we said you're allowed to interrupt. Einoi Hadin, the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, Ubaruch Shem Kivayim Achus Le'onvayim. This is not the case, this is not the rule. While you're in the middle of saying the verse, Shema Yisrael, or the phrase, Baruch Shem Kivayim Achus Le'onvayim, blessed is the honor of his name. Sorry, blessed is the name of the honor of his kingdom forever and ever. That's different. Kibahem, because in them, during those that verse and that phrase, also lahasik b'cholinyan, it's forbidden to interrupt for anything. You just have to, you can listen and have in mind the words that are being said, but you cannot speak it out. V'afila melech shoel b'shlema, even if a king asks you, greets you, he asks how you're doing, lahasik l'shiva, it's forbidden to interrupt to respond to him, obviously if there's some kind of danger, if it's non-Jewish king who's threatened to, you are worried he may kill you, then obviously one would be allowed to respond, but otherwise one should not respond, even though it's a disgrace to the king. You're stuck, you're in the middle of talking to Hashem, you're in the middle of unifying, proclaiming the unity of Hashem, and you're not allowed to interrupt. Continues the Kitzur Be'ani Hashem Elokeichem Le'emes V'yatziv, between the end of the chapter of Vayomer, which is the word Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God, and the words Emes V'yatziv, which are the first two words in the next blessing, the bracha of Emes V'yatziv, Gam Kein Le'yasi Kla, you're also not allowed to interrupt at all, not even like in the middle of a chapter, even though it's really between chapters, but you're not allowed to interrupt at all, even like you're in the middle of a chapter, Mishum Nechsiv V'kra, because it says in the verse, Vashem Elokim Emes, Hashem, God, is truth, is true. Mechkach, and therefore, Im Efsikim Ben Elokeichem Emes, we're trying to paraphrase, to use that phrase, and we say, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and one should not interrupt in between those words, so as to not interrupt during that phrase of Hashem Elokeichem Emes. V'nachayim is properly there, to be careful, Shalala Hafsik, Adla Acha, Shama, Gam Teus V'yatziv, you should not interrupt until you've also said the word v'yatziv, and it is standing. Lafisha gam v'yatziv, because the word v'yatziv, which means it's standing, also means it's true. Another way of saying that it is true, and therefore there's like the word emes is broader, saying it twice. Therefore, one should say Hashem Elokeichem emes v'yatziv without interrupting in the middle. V'yachagach, and afterwards, after you've said the word emes, or optimally after you've said the word v'yatziv, you can interrupt like any other place in the middle of a chapter. Parenthetically, the Kitzur tells us that din lishal b'shalom v'hashiv shalom, the law about greeting somebody or responding to a greeting, is not that the Shulchan Aruch discusses that sometimes you're allowed to greet somebody in the middle, in between the chapters. If somebody greets you even in the middle of a chapter, you're allowed to respond to his greeting. Those laws, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, are not relevant. Nowadays, people are not so upset, not so careful to make sure to greet every person they meet in the shul, in the synagogue, and they won't be so upset at you if you don't respond to their greeting. And therefore, even in between chapters, one is not allowed to interrupt to either greet somebody or to respond to a greeting, because he's telling us that the reason it was permitted to either greet someone or respond to a greeting was because the honor of a person was considered very disrespectful not to greet someone that you met, or even more disrespectful not to respond. But that's not the case nowadays, and therefore, since it's not so disrespectful, one is not allowed to interrupt at all for Shem HaShalim, for greeting or responding to a greeting. For more information regarding the topics, regarding some of the topics mentioned in this segment, one may look on the resource page at kitzur365.org.